the power outage throughout this area and along much of the East Coast has raised a question in the mind of commentator Cal Thomas.
Good morning, gentlemen. I know a solution can't be as simple as what I'm about to propose, but it sounds so logical. Why can't big trees near power lines be cut or trimmed so this doesn't happen so often? In winter, ice storms cause trees or branches to fall on power lines. In summer, it's the wind, lightning, and thunderstorms. Burying the lines would cost too much, but how much is it costing power companies and lost business and calling for out-of-state help? Losing power at any time is inconvenient at best and hazardous at worst. During a heat wave, it can be disastrous. Already several have died, and if this goes on for the predicted week or more, there may be more. Maybe we could all get generators, but many wouldn't be able to afford one. I know, make it a health issue. The Obama administration could pay for them under its newly approved socialized medicine insurance plan. Everything's going to be free, so why not a generator? Now that was simple, wasn't it, Bruce and Nathan?
Cal Thomas,
part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP.